Call it City of Dyer, Mayor, Board of Auto Person meeting January 23rd, 2017 order. First order of business will be the minutes of January 9th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Not, we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Robinson, go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Any visitors? Please come up to the table. Your address and name.
Tell us what your name and your address.
Cheryl Myers, 201 North Main.
Okay. And your complaint is?
The sewer line.
Your sewer line?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what's going on with it?
It stays stopped up all the time for years and years.
Okay.
But it ain't, it says on our side, but it ain't. But we got somebody, every time we get somebody to look at it, it's on their side. It's on y'all,
the
on
city
the city side. And they come back to check it again yesterday.
It was about a week ago.
Yeah.
And you said the water was steady running and running. Her water bill has been $300 for the past 6 months, coming up to that. And she can't get it fixed, won't nobody fix it, because they keep saying that it's on the city side before they can fix her side.
So they're saying that the water...
What's that name that died in the past? What's the name?
Redswing.
Yeah, he came and fixed it before, and they said it was on my side, and he had came up here before and said it was on the city. But they said they can't fix it, but he said that road going to have to be dug up before they can fix it. That street out there...
Well, they can fix the sewer line.
Yeah, before they can fix the off side.
But the water line... But the water line and the water meter, it won't pick up. The water meter will not pick up anything that's on our side. You don't get billed for anything on that side of the meter.
No, well, if I don't, I still need my sewer line.
Right.
Sewer
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
It's been messed up for years. I know when they rebuild the house, that man reported when they rebuild it, he said we're gonna have a problem with the sewer line.
Okay. Is it because of how high the tap is?
The road has got to be is. It's something with the sewer line is lower on
your side than it is our side.
Yeah, not slanted at all.
So it's going uphill instead of downhill.
Yeah.
Steven?
You got to dig up the road.
Say it again. It's 601. It's the...
North Main?
Yes. It's the second... Let me think. Second house on the right. Past Garrett.
He's probably going to need a pump.
Think so? Is it because of our sewer line that she's going to have a pump?
Yeah, her house, her line going to her house is lower than the road.
Okay.
Than the main line.
Okay.
And that's pretty much on the way, unless you bust out the foundation and start all over.
Yeah.
Is that the new house down here on the right?
The newer house, yeah.
The contractor that built that house made a bad mistake when he built it. Your sewer line should have been higher. You're tipping the wrong way. So...
You made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, About the only way you can solve it is to put a barrel out there and a lift station like to pump the stuff up, then go down the sewer line.
Is that line partially visible in the ditch?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was.
Did you say you were getting $300 water bills?
Yeah.
A month?
Yes, okay. This past one was.
Okay.
It was $10 from $300. And it's steady going up.
Well, you must have a water leak on your side of the meter in order to keep it running. If you find a leak and repair it, they can make an adjustment on your water bill
we've
once
a
year.
Repaired.
Who repaired
we've
it?
Had a plumber to come in to fix what was fixable that can be fixed without doing whatever y'all got to do on y'all side.
It would only be from the meter to the house. Is the only way it can read. Leaves the city, whatever's on this side of the city coming into there won't be charged to you. The only thing that's being charged is what goes through that meter from there to the house.
The question that I have, when did you have a plumber there?
About 2 days ago. What? These are licensed guys, and they're the second, third plumber that's come in and said the same thing. That it's on the city.
The sewer line part.
Yeah. They were lying. In other words, he was saying that he cannot do anything to the house until whatever needs to be done
at
on the city.
And that's okay. Only on the
then
sewer line.
He,
that's not on the water line.
Have you got the water? How's the water line playing into this? Unless
well, they have a $300 water bill right now.
Well, I know that, but I mean, what's that have to do with the sewer?
They don't.
Okay. You got two components.
Yeah.
Two
components. That's what I was thinking.
Their bill has consistently run, since January 2015, their bill has consistently run $120 to $170 a month. The $300 they're looking at is last month's and this month's
and this
is
month.
What they're talking about.
Combined bill or
yeah, because, just because, and they've been very good about paying it. But, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. 15,000, 16,000 gallons. Y'all only have four people living in there, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. There's something going on. We did an adjustment in April of 2013 after they had somebody look at it. The last seemingly regular bill that they had was in January of 2015. That was about $64. And I think at that time, y'all were cutting the water off and back on at some point, weren't you? That was why it got so low.
Mm-hmm.
That's unrelated to the sewer at all. But what's concerning about that and what concerns us is that we'll make an adjustment, but how many years should I adjust that water bill for?
It's been consistently there.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that their water bill is going to run $70 a month when they get it fixed. And so, how many?
Is the usage, is the consumption steady, or are there spikes?
There are some months that it's a little higher, but
no, I mean through the month, is the consumption steady
it's
or
pretty steady?
All right, yes. So whatever it's doing all the time.
If there's a drip or a leak or something somewhere, it could be. Of course, we found one. Mr. Andy, we found one under a foundation, a couple of months ago that nobody knew existed. And that was another location the homeowner finally found it. But I've got a lot of sympathy for this, but it's an ongoing. This water bill is an ongoing concern.
Do we need to send someone up there and look just to get an idea of what?
Sure. Chances are, it's got to be off the meter leaking, where if they use PVC pipe.
They checked the toilets. You guys ran those strips last year. We've done that more than once.
Well, if I understood.
And you found a toilet, and it went down a little bit, as I recall. Mm-hmm. But there's something just consistently.
If I understood what she's saying that the plumbers can't get that done until the sewer's fixed. So obviously there's something under the house that is awry, and there's sewage under there, then he won't get in.
They're saying the plumber can't do anything until we get our side fixed, and they're talking about the sewer line on that.
Yeah.
Well, if we got our side fixed, plumber wouldn't have to do anything, would he?
Well, the water and the sewer problem are two totally
different. I understand that.
Yeah.
Our sewer line is too high for their sewer line that comes from the house.
When the
plumbers were there to fix what?
Their sewer line's plugged
in.
Okay.
It's
but he can't fix it because there's a water problem.
No.
And then what he just said? Isn't that what
she
you
has,
just said?
She's getting big water bills too.
Right, I understand.
Separate
that.
Thing, but it, we were talking about it. The sewer line, they're just saying that it's. When they built the house, the sewer line is going uphill.
I understand that too. But did you not? Did they not say, Mr. Johnson?
I believe that. Did you not say that the plumber cannot fix the water until we get the sewer out from under the house?
No, he said that whatever the problem is, it's on the city. It's something that has to be done according to what the city does on the highway. I don't know if it has to be roads or whatever.
Okay,
but
so
we have to do ourselves.
So there was nothing really that the plumber could do.
No.
Okay.
And he said he would come in and explain it, but I mean he's working.
Okay.
So he can't do it until they do their part.
And, well, according to her, he doesn't need to do anything.
Yeah.
We got to.
So, but the water problem is unconnected to the sewer problem.
Right.
Okay.
They're two different problems. I understand that. I thought she was saying that the plumber couldn't do his repairs till we got ours fixed. Which would mean that there was some connection in there.
What we have done in
but
the
I
past,
misunderstood that.
What we have done in the past when the city had some, when the city felt like it had some responsibility for the drainage problem, and we've done this a couple of times, is what we install a pump, as Stephen said, and the homeowner signs a release that say that they take responsibility for that pump from that time on.
Pumps are.
I would say this. This problem has been going on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should go ahead on and put a pump with the owner consent to agree to maintain whatever need to be maintained.
It becomes theirs after we're done.
Absolutely. And I think it's time to do something because I wouldn't want sewage backed up like that under my house.
Mm-hmm.
But the
with a very clear understanding that it's after that pump's in there, it's the homeowner's pump.
It's
not
the homeowner's responsibility.
That's
who's
right.
paying
Absolutely.
For the pump?
Do you have a smell coming from under your house?
I disagree
okay, it's
with
empty
that.
Under your house.
We've
or backing up
cases.
One.
The house.
In the past, the reason that the city has felt like it had responsibility for things like that is because our people gave advice on where the pump was. And I'm not arguing, I'm not taking a position on this one. In this case, though, this house was rebuilt under a THDA home grant through the city. And the contractor was not legally working for us. The contractor was legally working for them, but the contractor got paid through us that did this, and our inspectors inspected this work at the end before they passed it.
What's the pump cost?
What did that pump cost the last
$1,800 completely installed, I believe what it is.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we would dig a hole?
We dig a hole, dig a pit, put a box in, stick the pump in, and cover it up with a...
She said there was a smell coming from under the house.
That's because the sewer line
mm-hmm.
is backing up.
Right.
But see, we can't do anything about that, but we can do something
about the other. We need to be very sure that that'll fix their problem.
That's right.
That's exactly
that's
what
right.
I was thinking. You need to go up there, Stephen, and tell them that little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kelly?
Can we...
He says he's told them.
We told him back when Red was still alive, because Red had it out there, just had a hole knocked in the line, our line, or had their line unhooked from our line. But we told him back then he was going to take a pump. The house is like a block or two too low to have enough drop for the sewer to flow.
If
so
we put
the pump,
will
do it? A pump will do it.
There's no way we can run that sewer line downhill to a next lot and get it in?
No,
the next lot's got about the same thing, aren't they?
That sewer's real shallow through there anyway, but theirs is down in that ditch.
Right, but
and
the house,
it's
still shallower than the house next door.
We can't lower our line.
I agree, but I mean...
Like Steve said, the only thing you can do is put a pump.
We didn't do that.
Unless you raise the house up a block or two. It just doesn't have enough fall time.
I understand that, but somebody else should be responsible, whoever did the work to begin with.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
I
feel sorry for them with the sewer line, but
mm-hmm.
how old's the house?
About 10 years old. Is it 10?
It's about 14. Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Too late to do anything.
Yeah. We can't go back on it.
I mean, whoever's, well.
Well, so the water issue, what's to be done with this?
If it were me, if it were my home, I'd be looking for soft spots in the yard. I'd be looking for soft spots where the water line goes under the house. I don't know. All we know is that there's consistent water usage, and it's outrageous for four people. I mean, you've got to... the city has a... I mean, our guys would be glad to go out there and walk around the yard and look for a soft spot, but we kind of got a line where we have to draw to say, we can't...
There's right, there's a point.
You know,
all the sewer has nothing to do with the water.
I know.
They would... I mean, of course, if the water problem were discovered and repaired, it would very quickly pay for... I mean...
Right, pay for itself.
I mean, you'd save $100 a month like that. I mean, it would be, you know...
If our guys are certain that a pump will fix it, I can see that it's our responsibility to do that.
Yep.
We did that on Lee Washington Street. And our line was higher, and which that house was lower and everything, but the line was only about this deep under the ground. And it's basically the same situation.
We did one also up on Division Street.
Fremont Street, yeah. On that corner house. Mm-hmm. Yes. I would recommend that we go ahead and do the pump if that's what Stephen and Willie are saying, that that's what's going to have to be done. I entertain a motion to purchase a pump.
Second.
Motion is second. Is there any discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. What we're gonna do is our guys are gonna call tomorrow and get a pump order. In the meantime, Stephen will come up there tomorrow and get that line blowed out and cleared out. That way the sewage is not sitting there. And then once we get that in, we'll have them come down and install it. And then on the water line, while Stephen's there tomorrow, Stephen and Randy can go by and just kind of look around and look at the meter and everything and make sure that it does say flow on the meter, check it out and everything. But there is no way that we can charge you for water that does not come through the meter. So that tells us that the water is coming through the meter and it is on your side. So, and we can't personally, we cannot work on your private property in that aspect. So they'll check that and everything, and they'll get with you tomorrow and let you know about that.
Can you look at them new meters, go in and have them shut all the water off? Can you see if that little thing's turning?
It says flow
on it. And it'll flash. It'll flash if it's a slow flow, and it'll stay constant if it's a fast flow.
Okay.
If you'll pull the date on that one, too, while we're there tomorrow.
Maybe just while you're there, knock on the door and have them shut all their water off, make sure nothing's running, and just check that so... they got two big problems.
If y'all
last time I was by there, I spoke to somebody because their bill, their usage was way up, and I spoke to somebody. And at the time, of course, I didn't ask her to make sure everything was off. But when I stopped to look at the meter, it had flow going through it, and if I remember correctly, it was showing a leak on it also. And I informed her of it. This has probably been a month ago or something.
Once this problem is corrected, then I would ask you to come back to this board and get an adjustment and figure out how they want to adjust the bill and everything by law, you know. So once that's taken care of, then we'll get to that point. But until the water leak is that absolutely for sure fixed. You don't want to get an adjustment. Is that okay?
Let me say this.
Yes.
Let me say this. Since the bill has been outstanding for the last 6 months, $100 and $150, that's a normal amount of water. And now it's $300.
That's 2 months.
That's 2 months.
That's too high. Well, let's sort of work with them.
Oh yeah.
Until on the paying of the bill, until we get thing accurate, and then we can make an adjustment.
And we can do that as long as it doesn't go a long period of time, Mr. Johnson.
You see what I'm saying? Sure.
But we'll be glad to work with you. I mean,
we've taken as much as we can as far as stretching this stuff out. Mm-hmm. But the other day, we've been working with a lady for the last, and the Andersons have been here. Are one of you, you're Erica?
I'm her mother.
You're her mother, okay. They've been really good to work with, and they're not going anywhere. But as an example, we worked with a lady the other day that had a consistent problem, and she'd gotten stretched out a little further than she should have, and then she moved. We're going to have to write off $500 for the water on her.
Are y'all planning on moving?
They ain't planning on moving. No, just as a matter of policy, we're trying to help folks as much as we can, but we can't stretch out.
I understand.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But every little bit helps.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll work with you and everything. But once you get the problem corrected, come back and
you get a big credit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, ladies.
Any other visitors? Not mayor's report. Brad, you discussed this a while back and everything about the speed limit sign out on South Main. And I brought it to the committee's attention. And Mr. Johnson, he added a little to it a while ago, so about the speed limit, about making them equal out there. Now, I don't know if that's what the whole board consistency is or not, but you know,
equal.
It's 45 going that direction in the residential, going that direction. It's 30 right up here at the hill whenever it goes down from Food Drive. So you know, and Brad, you know, you want to give some input on that? What do you? I understand that. You enforce them, you don't make them.
We enforce them, we don't make them.
But there's also a safety issue.
Well, growing up, it was always 40 through there. I remember before I left the airport, it was 40 through there. And you can coast down that hill and you're doing over 30. So,
amen.
That's why we don't ride a
40.
Is that your suggestion? That 40 or 45? What is your suggestion? It changes to 40, Mr. Johnson, it changes to 45 once it gets to past the church on top of the hill. Would that?
Oh, I don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. But that's where it started. I mean,
if we bump it up, are they going to be doing 10 or 15 higher than that?
Yes.
Probably.
Maybe you're better off to leave it like it is and
just having some understanding.
Change the other one.
I don't know what.
We're pretty lenient right now, but if it goes to 40, we won't be lenient.
That's what I mean. Is it going to be more hassle than it's worth to raise it up? I mean, you're already lenient. I haven't gotten a ticket, and I've always, like you say, you get down to the bottom of the hill, and I'm sure there's a lot of people like that, so.
Oh, my God. I got a warning.
You got a warning?
Several years ago.
A lead foot
on Sunday morning.
I don't.
Make a motion we change it. Pass from Food Right to Church of Christ to 40 mile per hour.
Second.
Motion made, second. Any discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Ray to the left. We asked the city attorney to get to the house on Lee Street. He's come back with a little bit.
I talked to Ricky Bailey. He said if he had the ability to find all these possible owners, he can give them notice and can probably condemn it. But he said if they can't, and we haven't been able to locate them. One of the girls called me the other day out of clear blue. I didn't even recognize who she was until we talked a while. And she said, I'm not signing nothing. I said, well, that's okay, but sign what? And she said, that house over there on the by the church. So I finally figured out that she was one of the two girls. And she wouldn't give me her address. Said she wasn't going to cooperate to do anything. So unless we're able to find those people, then about all you can do is proceed under the nuisance statute, and the city will probably end up having to tear it down, but you assess it against the taxes. Hopefully you eventually own it, and then to get clear title, you can file a petition to pay those people, those two girls, their share of the value of the house, which is nominal.
Which is nothing if you get a tear it down.
Can we
negative?
Can we give notice in the paper or post a notice at the house?
I don't know. I hadn't read that little statute ordinance in a while, but I think it does.
I know it changed last year, the year before. That constructive notice?
Some kind of notice, yeah. I think it allows that.
And if that was the case,
then it'd be good enough.
Yeah.
So let me look at that, be sure exactly the details. That girl, I tried to get her to tell me where she lived. She said, I live down a country road in Florida, and I didn't tell my people where I live. I'm not going to tell you. She said, screw you. I didn't know if that would be a good deal or not.
I bet not.
She said, screw you. Is there a way that you could trace the call? Say she called you.
Well, you won't be getting a Christmas card from her either.
If you do, don't open it.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, if you get it in the mail from Florida, don't accept it.
She's not going to mend this congeniality.
I can't imagine people talking to each other like that.
I don't even know
her.
I couldn't care less.
I didn't know.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Thank you. Department report. Fire.
No report.
Thank you. Police.
No report.
Thank you. Street.
No report.
Thank you. Finance personnel.
Your December 31 financial statements are at your table there. Property tax collection is running a little low, running a little behind where it normally does at this point. Not noticeably so, not desperately so, but what that tells us is we're going to be real busy in the next month or so.
Hopefully.
So, other than that, there's nothing really remarkable to report. Except, that's really good.
City sticker.
Yeah, now don't forget to buy your city sticker. If you need help with that process, just call us and we'll try to make it easy for you.
water and sewer?
I had no report this time.
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Committee reports, public safety?
Nothing.
Finance administration personnel?
Nothing.
Street maintenance?
Nothing.
That includes all of them, Mr. Tom.
Hmm?
Street maintenance, water, sewer, landfill?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Parks and buildings, I just want to make sure I didn't. Anybody know of any unfinished business? New business, item A.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve PO 8060 to ADC for 1246 feet for water and wastewater chemicals.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion, second, any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll, start with Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Is there anything else on the agenda? I didn't get one.
Any other new business?
You should have got one.
No.
What's that?
You get up on your papers again.
Oh, I don't get one. That's fine. I got one in the mail.
I want to go back to the house we just voted on with that pump.
Yeah.
HUG, it was a grant. And they built the house and it was inspected. My thing is, why can't we go back through HUG? And find out the contractor, the project contractor.
The HUD person.
The HUD person.
I agree.
Is there not a dateline on that?
Well, it was almost 15 years ago. The city's inspector signed off on it. The state's inspector signed off on it. Whoever signed the approvals for the city at that time signed off on it, that the work was acceptable. Just for reference right now, that's me and Ashley. But we're relying on the inspectors to say that this is, you know, I mean, that's why we had those inspectors. But that wasn't us 14 years ago. And so I don't know that we have any recourse at this point. I will certainly inquire, but I very much doubt.
Have they only started having problems the last 3 years, or it's been going on for the whole time?
She said when she began that when they rebuilt the house, and this is what concerned me, she said that when they rebuilt the house, that the contractor said they were going to have trouble. Did you remember her saying that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying that.
Now, that should have said to me at the time that somebody should have said something right then that there's
raised the house.
There's something, another block or two. I don't know. I will certainly try to look at going back on that stuff, but I mean, as far as workmanship, Mr. Barron, how far back can you go if there's faulty workmanship in something like this?
Probably a breach of a contract like that, unless it's spelled out in the contract, would be either 4 or 6 years.
I mean, the house is, there's a warranty on all of the work in these houses for a year.
You have up to, I think it's 5 years or something to sue somebody that they can come back on the builder. But if there's structurally something wrong, I think you can go up to 10 years or so if it's not done right. You'd have to check on that, but HUD signing off of it, somebody really wasn't doing their job.
Well, they have really, and it was THDA, Tennessee Housing Development Agency. It was HUD money through THDA. They have become a lot more strict in the last two grants about their inspection process. They don't rebuild houses, first of all, because there's a lot that can go wrong in that. But I'll look and see. very quickly spend more money trying to
collect it than you.
And the second thing is the contract that the homeowner has is not with the city. The city does not have a contract with the contractor. The homeowner has a contract with the contractor.
So the, what it boils down, the only reason you're fixing it is trying to help the woman out. Rightfully, you wouldn't have to do nothing.
If you wanted to get down to the point you were throwing sand at each other, you could say this is not our problem. I mean, you could...
Right.
You know, we didn't have a contract with those people, and I mean...
I think it's sort of... Well, it slid through the rope, the bottom line.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's rough. It shouldn't come up again like that in the future. if we ever get a grant.
I hope not.
Our inspector should be more attending. I'm looking to what need to be looked at in place or just sign off on it.
Well, I mean, they find things. I mean, the inspectors do find things that have to be fixed. They'll say, we're not accepting this. And then our inspector, we Mr. Ricky Bailey does this for us. Mr. Ricky had one, not this, it was the first part of last year that he sent the contractor back. He said, that's not going to work. I mean, it was some drywall and some stuff in the house, but it didn't meet, you know.
No.
And so there's at least two sets of inspections going on there, but I don't know why that wasn't called. If the contractor said there was a problem, I wish somebody would have relayed that to, you know, at that time. But on the other hand, a lot of these folks are so excited that somebody is doing this for them, they don't want to cause any trouble, you know. So, you know, I don't know. I'll inquire, but I...
We're finishing up a THDA grant right now. It should be coming up in closing here pretty quick. They just finished the last house.
Yeah, there may be a little money left over. We've got to find something to put in.
So,
you put a grinder pump in there? Okay. Do they hold up pretty good?
I mean, that list, though,
depends what they flushed on it. I know, but...
Do they sign a waiver?
Yes, they'll look at that.
Once the installation is done, it's all theirs.
Yeah, Mr. Barron.
What did the homeowner sign the waiver?
Once the city gets done with their part, like the install and everything.
Or did they understand what...
Yes, they have to sign, according to Nathan, they have to sign a contract or something that says they take responsibility for everything.
He said grinder, and it triggered my brain on the Dyer nursing home.
Okay.
I guess that'd kind of be unfinished business. I know they've been having to come up there quite a bit.
New business is board, so we'll move new.
Yeah. Okay.
Could we have a new board since that all that happened?
Where are we at? I know they're not wanting to put in one, but can we force their hands, what I'm asking? Because it's messing our system up.
You can, go ahead.
About 10 years ago, Mr. Barron, the city had trouble, was it 10 years ago?
2008.
It's close to about 8 years ago. The city had a trouble out there and got to the point that we threatened to disconnect service at that location. The city held a show cause hearing to show cause why we should not disconnect service. And the resolution to that was they were going to do a better job cleaning their basket. I left that meeting under the assumption they were going to put in a pump, which they have never done. But that wasn't part of the agreement. If the agreement was just, you do a better job and we'll...
They were stuffing towels down to come up.
They had towels and bed sheets and things like that. Now what we learned at that meeting was that if you want to stir something up, threaten a nursing home.
you can't win.
And the wisdom that I took out of that is that we need to communicate with the administration at the nursing home and make sure they're understanding what we're talking about. And if we don't get any traction there, we need to communicate with the management in Alamo, because the administration in Dyer does not always communicate the seriousness of our concerns to the management in Alamo.
And I'll be glad to handle that if you guys would like for me to.
Yes.
Now, we have communicated with the administration at the nursing home in the last 6 months about the increased amount. I was going to say crap. About the
<That's> expected,
increased amount of non-crap in the in the sewer line. And I think for a little while it got better. I think they cleaned that basket out. I sent pictures out there. But I tried to get Jerry the other day, and when Tyler came in, and I wasn't able to reach him.
That day you saw, we had to go back to our letter right. Right all over.
And then they come back the next
day. The third time. Yeah. Three times in 2 days.
And that's been in 2008, 2009, they were doing very well as far as cleaning
they got
the basket out.
They've got new people out there.
New people.
My understanding, that guy said he's not going to clean the basket out.
It's not his job. Right.
Well, whose job is it?
The basket. So, beach that catches all the
mess.
The non-crap.
The diapers.
Or whatever.
That's what I was going to do.
Non-crap.
So. The non-crap.
Well, I do go along with Nathan, and you stir up a whole lot of stuff when you start dealing with nursing home. But this needs to be done. Even the manager promised, when I talked with him, he was going to do it years ago, six years ago.
And it's the same manager.
You'd probably get more done if you bypassed him.
But I would like to go communicate with him first. And then once, you know, and if these guys tell me that it's still going on, we'll take a couple pictures and I'll go to Alamo and I'll talk to them.
I mean, I'm sure somebody down there can wake somebody up.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing that at all. I'd love to.
All your food's within our wet well. It probably needs cleaning again right now. The wet well needs cleaning now.
Well, just bring me some pictures in the morning and I'll take care of it tomorrow.
The implication is that it stops that up. You can have a bypass there.
Right.
The other thing is it's hard on that equipment. That stuff's not cheap.
Right. That's my concern. The lift station tears up.
That's exactly right. And then we're paying folks to go out there and do this, you know. What about the grease in that wet well? Is it, for a while, we had a lot of grease trouble there, too. Is that?
We have some grease there, but it's those flushable wipes.
That's the big problem?
Flushable. And they hang under the check valves, and that's a short force main. That force main just goes to Miss Stevens. But what it does, it drains that force main, and then our station can't pull a vacuum. So our vacuum pumps just sit there and run. And those vacuum pumps, $1,000 a piece. Plus the fact it causes overflows that we have to report to the state. And if you have 5 overflows within a year in the same place, you're supposed to put yourself on self-imposed moratorium.
I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Thank you.
It worked.
Thank you.
Any other business? Not move on to the council, January 23rd, 2017.
Make a motion when you fail.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made a second. Is there any discussion?
$240, was that the tires on the tanker?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1,624, who's that?
That's the lady that cleans at the police department in here at City Hall.
That was on that bill. You know?
Which one?
All of them. on the raspberry, it says 27, 37, 68. It's not right.
I thought that was pretty big.
It's 13.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
It's 13, 68, 84.
Okay, just curious what kind of tires
when
you're putting
on. When I seen that and everything, I thought that's not the quote I got.
Okay, that's,
I wasn't seeing it, so I didn't
yeah.
know.
Some good tires.
So.
What was that number?
13, 68, 84. 13, 68, 84. Any more discussion?
Move the way, German.
We got to vote on that first.
We got what?
We have to vote on that first.
Budget. Bills.
Retractional motion.
We got to vote on this first.
I thought we already had.
No.
Any more discussion? Not we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Richard and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, sir. I thought we'd already passed.